Hawaii County Police Chief Paul Ferreira says illegal drugs can cause related crimes from burglary to impaired driving. And while there is much discussion nationally about opioids, Chief Ferreira says opioids are not the biggest drug problem in Hawaii.
Right now, if you look across the state, crystal meth is the biggest threat that we have. After that is marijuana. After that, it's heroin, cocaine. Opioids has not hit the state of Hawaii yet. We're trying to get ahead of the curve.
Chief Ferreira says there are two different task forces in the state with law enforcement chiefs, federal partners, including the DEA and the FBI and the State Department of Health, all trying to prevent Hawaii from suffering the impacts of the opioid crisis being felt on the mainland.
A lot of it is based on education. Some of it is based on prevention, doing what we can to stop it from happening. Everyone has this idea that the opioid problem is mom and dad's drugs in the cabinet. That's a small part. You have synthetic opioids coming out of Mexico, coming out of China. The federal government has announced that they're going after the drug companies, make them responsible for having these drugs out on the streets. They also need to look at drugs that are being imported.
Chief Ferreira says regarding crystal methamphetamine, there was a big push around 2005 to address the problem and close ice houses, and it temporarily died down, but it never went away. He says no meth is being made on the island now, and it all comes in from elsewhere. His department works closely with federal partners and also monitors the Hilo and Kona airports and shipping companies to help stop the inflow of meth. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.